Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Accomplice, a novel by Joseph Cannon, read by Jonathan Davis.
Part 1. Hamburg. Chapter 1. Hamburg, 1962. It was late in the season to put tables outside, but the unexpected sun had drawn crowds to the Alster Pavilion, all asking for the terrace, so that by noon the entire promenade had become one long outdoor café, people sipping coffee, wrapped in coats and mufflers against the wind coming off the lake, their faces tilted up to the sun. "You look like a turtle," Aaron said, glancing at his uncle sitting with his chin down in his coat, his great nose sticking out like a beak.
"Idiots, they think it's summer."
He drew on his cigarette, a small shrug.
"I am cold all the time now."
"Go to Israel."
"Israel? What's in Israel?"
"Sun, at least."
"And then you're even farther away. Another ocean. So maybe that's the idea."
Aaron moved his hand, brushing this away. "Then come back with me, to America, to sit around and argue with you." He shook his head.
"My work is here."
Aaron looked up at him.
"You can't keep doing this. Your heart. So then it's something else. How can I stop? We got Podolsky. All these years and we got him. What is that worth? A man who kicked children to death? In the head like a football? Max, so what is that worth?"
he said, his voice rising.
"To get him. On trial, so everybody sees. A little heart trouble? Okay, I'll take it."
Aaron sipped his coffee, a second of calm. "Max, we need to talk about this."
"The doctor said, give up smoking," Max said. "I'm not going to do that either."
Taking a noisy puff, illustrating.
"I have to go back." "You just got here, Max. You're a big shot. You can take the time off.
Compassionate leave. It's usually a few days."
"But to bury somebody? So hang around. It won't be long."
"You told me you were dying."
"You're not dying."
Max shrugged again.
"Anyway."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?